Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
I'm Richard Winham. Michael.
Yes.
This is not the usual music you use, is it?
I know.
From the Sound of Music?
Yes, yes. We are hearing this music because in our first segment, we're actually going to hear about the Sound of Music. A theater group called Closed Door Entertainment is performing it at the Tivoli. It's going to start on March 21st. It stars Lauren Johnson as Maria. And Greg Glover as Captain Von Trapp.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Greg Glover recently stopped by WUTC to talk about the musical, along with cast member Grace Kling, who plays one of the nuns. Glover is a familiar face for local residents. He's a news anchor on WRCB Channel 3, and he hosts the political talk show Tennessee Insider on WTCI, our public TV station. Grace Kling is a regular performer with Closed Door Entertainment. Here is the conversation that I had with him. When does it actually open, first of all?
March the 21st.
How long will it run?
2 days. It's like, hurry up and see it, because on the 21st, we have three shows. We have two matinees for school kids and whomever wants to come. And then that night, we get the Friday to catch our breath. And then on Saturday, we have two shows, a matinee and an evening show. Five shows all together, jam-packed into 2 days.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Where's it going to actually be at?
The Tivoli Theater downtown.
Why did you decide to do The Sound of Music?
The Sound of Music is one of those wonderful classic shows, and he had actually done it before at the Colonnade, and they had such great success with it. So many people were like, bring it back, we love this musical. And we haven't seen it in Chattanooga in a very long time. So we thought it was a good time. Kids are always willing and eager to be a part of the show, and we have some great kids.
And you know, with that show, you need some great kids. You need a lot of them, because the captain has seven of them.
Yes.
And Greg, you're playing the captain. How did you come to play this role?
Well, this is, if you like musical theater, this is definitely on your list if you want to try to check off your leading man in American theater roles. And this is certainly one that I've always wanted to do.
What is your background in musical theater?
Well, I studied it in college at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, and I think I wanted to try that for a career. I did it for about a year, just really anything. You know, when you're a working or a starving actor, you do anything. So you do stage work, commercial work, promo work, anything you can get your hands on. So, but really now with my real job, this is kind of my therapy. I joke with people that you can only report on so many house fires and car wrecks before you need something as an outlet. And boy, this is a great outlet. And it's free, as opposed to going to a therapist. I hear they charge you. So.
And yes, you're a news anchor on Channel 3. You also host Tennessee Insider. What is it like being on stage in front of a live audience versus just being there in a room with cameras and crew?
You know, it's two things. With the camera, you got no reaction. With an audience, even if they're silent, you're getting something, an energy, something from them. But I think, on the other hand, they kind of work hand in hand, because in my normal job, I'm telling stories. They're true stories. But you want to find the most effective way to share the news of the day in a way that anyone tuning in at home can understand it, wants to stick around for the next one, and enjoys your interpretation and presentation. And I think same thing on the stage. You're telling a story, even though this one may not be entirely true, and you want to do it in a way that makes people want to stick around for the second act and all that kind of. So they kind of work hand in hand. But it's nice to get that reaction from a living, breathing entity that is an audience when you're on stage.
And And Grace, you've been active with Closed Door Entertainment for about a year. What are some of the productions you've been in?
I was actually, this time last year, I was Mimi in Rent, which shocked my mother. And it was great, you know, strip-teasing up on stage at UTC. I was in Grease with my dad, Rick Zizig. We had a great time. He was Vince Fontaine in Teen Angel, and I played Cha-Cha the Dancer. And we had a great time. That was a wonderful production over at the Tivoli. And then we also did Music Man, where I just played a Pick a Little, Talk a Little Lady, which, of course, is a classic. And then we also did A Christmas Carol and Smoke on the Mountain. So I've done a lot of things in the past year, and I just love working with this company, and I continue to do it this year.
Closed Door Entertainment, you're actually based in Georgia.
Yes, we're based in Rossville, Georgia, which is about 10 minutes from here. So it's really close to our bases at the Tivoli and Memorial Auditorium. We can just get in and out, but yes, we are based in Georgia.
The Sound of Music, it's been around for decades and decades. Why do you think it still appeals to people so well?
I think it's a quintessential story of love to me, of all types of love, whether it's patriotism and love for your country, whether it's finding your true love, whether it's trying to convince your true love that they should be with you, whether love for music, love for God. There's so many different angles that you can go with it. But all in all, it's a story about love and happily ever afters and all that kind of thing. And even though it's set in Austria, even though it's set in the World War II era, even though it involves Austrians and Germans, there's an American feel to it of home and country and true love and love at first sight and all that good stuff. So it checks all the boxes.
What is your favorite song?
Oh, goodness. There are actually songs in this show that I had never heard before.
Huh.
And that's what I think is kind of interesting about our production is that we're not trying to do the movie. There are these two characters. You probably remember them from the film, the Baroness Elsa, and then Max, Uncle Max. And they have these really comedic songs with the captain. And I think that How Can Love Survive is one of those songs that you don't recognize initially. But there's a lot of comedy in it. There's also 16 Going on 17, which shows like the Austrian-German clashing there. And there's a lot more than just, you know, Maria and the captain's love story. There's so many other conflicts going on, which I think is really interesting.
Closed Door Entertainment, you also do things like rent out props. What all do you do with that?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization, so none of us get paid to do what we do. And so to continue to do the shows that we want to do with wonderful props and wonderful sets and wonderful costumes, we have to rent out the past props that we do. We actually have our Audrey 2 plants from Little Shop of Horrors in Hawaii this week.
In Hawaii?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So we rent the building that we're in, the downstairs is a shipping company. So we kind of partner with them, and they ship out our props for us.
And I think that's an important thing to note, too, because some of my friends are still shocked to this day. You don't get paid for this? No, we're all volunteers, actors. The scene shop, man, they're making some great-looking sets. The gals that are putting the costumes together, they're gorgeous. And they spend so many hours at their sewing machines and getting us in fittings and all that kind of thing. We're all volunteer because we love it. We want to share this story with the next generation. It's amazing the number of people you can get together to give up 2 or 3 hours a night, 3 or 4 or 5 times a week to put this together. News reporters to attorneys to clerks to police officers. They're from all walks of life, and this is our common bond.
Listeners find out more. I know you've got a Facebook page, things like that.
We do. We have a Twitter handle. We have a Facebook page, Closed Door Entertainment, all spelled out. And then we also have a website, www.cdoorent.com. You can get tickets on www.chattanoogaonstage.com or by calling the Tivoli box office.
That was a conversation with Greg Glover and Grace Kling from Closed Door Entertainment. They're putting on The Sound of Music at the Tivoli. It starts on Thursday, March 21st. Again, more information is online. You can find it by searching Facebook for Closed Door Entertainment or at the website cdoorent.com. You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga.